Hello. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. We've all experienced the good and bad times in life, and I personally prefer the good times of life. When we have those good times in life, we often feel blessed, and when those good times are far removed from us at times, it seems like God is far removed from us. The Bible early on in the Garden of Eden introduces the concepts of good and evil through the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which Adam and Eve were forbidden to eat from. Similar to good and evil are the concepts of blessings and curses, and if given the choice to receive one or the other, I think most will choose the blessings. Sometimes those blessings are very obvious, as is the contrast to curses, and sometimes blessings are not obvious at all, but are there available for us. We will start our examination of blessings and curses by looking at an account where Jacob's name was changed to Israel because he wrestled with God all night seeking a blessing. The idea of wrestling all night for a blessing, let alone with God, seems far-fetched to us today. Today, things are more transactional. If we want bread, we go buy it at a bakery or grocery store. Some of us might even go through the challenge of baking our own bread with store-bought ingredients. But most of us will not be growing our own wheat, milling the wheat, gathering eggs from our chickens, developing a starter dough for sourdough bread, refining sugar or whatever sweetener we choose to use. Virtually all of us will be looking at bread as something that is transactional. We will go buy it or its ingredients. The idea of having to work very hard for something is beyond most people. Today, working very hard for most people when it comes to food is scanning our own items at a self-checkout register. Jacob lived during different times when extreme effort was frequently needed for success. And when Jacob found himself wrestling with a man all night long, Jacob's opponent, who turned out to be God, purposely put Jacob's thigh out of joint, hoping that would end the match. And it didn't. Jacob insisted on wrestling until his opponent blessed him. God changed his name to Israel because he had prevailed with God and with men. Genesis 32, verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. Jacob was smart to seek a blessing. He could have been happy with the win, but Jacob insisted on the blessing. Sometimes what happens in life seems like anything but a blessing. During the time of Jesus, Galileans had been killed and Pilate had mingled their blood with their sacrifices. There was also an incident where the Tower of Siloam fell and killed scores of people nearby. Death through the evil acts of others or through some random situation doesn't seem anything like the blessing that Jacob sought from God. Jesus shared with his disciples that when evil happens to a person, it does not mean that evil happened as a punishment for who the people were, and then warned us of the need to repent. Luke 13, verse 1. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18, upon whom the tower in Siloam fell, and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. When bad things happen to people, we should not regard it as any type of sign from God that they are somehow being punished by God, because time and chance, random situations that change life, happen to all, and tends to happen quickly without any warning. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happeneth to them all. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare. So are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. Knowing time and chance, the randomness of life that happens to all, including each of us, we need to be like Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, because he wrestled all night with God and prevailed as he sought a blessing. In our lives today, we need to seek blessings in our life. And one way we do that is by understanding what is written in the chapter of blessings and curses in Deuteronomy 28. While that chapter is written at a national level intended for the nation of Israel, we can look at the chapter on blessings and curses to understand what blessings and curses look like. Let's look at verse 1 of chapter 28 of the book of Deuteronomy. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, and thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. God tells us if we are doing what he tells us to do, we will be overwhelmed with blessings. In every possible thing that can happen to us in life, we will be blessed. Even when enemies attack, God will turn their attack into a blessing as we see them flee before us. Verse 3. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be the basket in thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The blessings that God will give us if we keep God's commandments and walk in his ways will be so easy to see that others will see we are blessed by God and will leave us alone. verse 9. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself. As he hath sworn unto thee, thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. When we do what God expects of us, keeping his commandments and walking in his ways, we will have an overabundance throughout the land. Verse 11. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto the land in a season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. If we do what God expects of us, keeping his commandments, we will be the leaders of this world, provided we do not turn from what God expects of us. Verse 13. And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. But if we choose to ignore what God tells us to do, bad things, curses, will happen to us and overwhelm us. Verse 15. But it shall come to pass that will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Those curses that will overtake us will be beyond what is just the bad side of time and chance. Should we choose to not listen to God and ignore what we are supposed to be doing, it will make no difference where we physically are. Those curses will eventually find us. Verse 16. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall be the basket in thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings whereby thou hast forsaken me. As if those curses aren't enough, God will add diseases and illnesses to the mix, not what is from the random luck of genetics, but diseases that will make lives very difficult. When we do not please God, the air will be polluted, and the ground will be so starved of rainwater that it will become hard like iron. And when there is rain, it will evaporate before it hits the ground. And when we do not please God, ignoring what he tells us to do, when enemies come to us, they will defeat us. Verse 21. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he hath consumed thee from off the land, whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with a sword, and with blasting, and with mildew. They shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. And the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. When we ignore God and do not do what he expects of us, everything we do will turn from good to bad. When we think we see success on the horizon, some other person will enjoy the result of our efforts. Verse 26. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air, and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emerods, and with the scab, and with the itch, thereof thou cannot be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness, and blindness, and astonishment of heart. Thou shalt grope at noonday, as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. When we ignore God and do not do what he expects of us, we will lose what we have as other nations gradually take from us to the point where they can oppress us. Verse 31. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt eat not thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed alway, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. Added to the curses is a subservient status to other nations where we are looked down on as year after year crops fail due to insects and pests. Verse 36. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shalt gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards, and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine, nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Pests will consume the crops of the field, vineyards and orchards, and foreigners will become more powerful than citizens as wealth shifts to them. Verse 40. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coasts, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and fruit of the land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Instead of being overtaken with blessing after blessing, we will be consumed by curse after curse because we do not do what God expects of us. Verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and the statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Those curses will build to the point where fierce enemies will consume our livestock and produce and lay siege to the nation to the point where the only food to eat are people weaker than we are. Verse 48. Therefore shall thou serve thine enemies which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he hath destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy land, until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or increase of thy kind, or flocks of thy sheep, until he hath destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest, throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee. Even people who would never think of harming another living thing will find it easy to kill for sake of food, from the kindest person to the motherly figure. Verse 54. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother and toward the wife of his bosom and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for one of all things secretly in the siege and straitness, or with thine enemy shall distress thee in thy gates. Added to this will be diseases and plagues that kill off many. Verse 58. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And you shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. It will get so bad, the people who were once proudly the people of God will become enslaved and forgotten. Verse 63. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do good, and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you, and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, Would God it were even. And at even thou shalt say, Would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart, wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. By the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. Knowing what the blessings and cursings are, it's important for us to consider what we can do to focus on bringing blessings to our lives while avoiding curses like the plague. One key is that if we do not want to be condemned with curses, we cannot condemn others. As we hope for forgiveness, we must forgive others. Luke 6, verse 37. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. If we hope to receive blessings in our life, we must be willing to bestow blessings on others, even when we are treated with evil or harsh words. We must do good, seek peace, and pursue it. 1 Peter 3, verse 8. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. If we want blessings in our life, we need to consider the words spoken by Jesus through the Beatitudes. We are told there is a blessing in being humble, that when we mourn, there is a blessing in the following comfort. Jesus shared, there is a blessing in being meek, hungering and thirsting after righteousness, being merciful, pure in heart, being a peacemaker, and being persecuted for righteousness' sake. A great blessing that we have is that our reward is in the kingdom of God. Matthew 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before thee. We know with God there is the possibility of blessings and curses based on what we do. We also know that because it is God's pleasure to give us the kingdom of God, that blessing is there for the taking. We need to make sure our heart is properly focused, focusing first on the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. As we do what God expects of us, we will be blessed by God. Luke 12, verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have and give alms. Provide yourself bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good men of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. We know there is a blessing for understanding prophecy and responding to it. In Revelation, we are told those who keep the sayings of the prophecy of Revelation are blessed. Revelation 22, verse 6. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Revelation 22 also tells us those who are blessed do the commandments of God and have the right to the tree of life and the opportunity to enter into the gates of New Jerusalem. Revelation 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. James tells us there is a blessing from looking into the perfect law of liberty and continuing in that law. Continuing in that perfect law of liberty means we don't forget to do what is expected of us, and we remember to do what is expected of us. James 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and keep himself unspotted from the world. In writing to the Romans, Paul showed how even David knew when one's sins are forgiven, there is a blessing. We can be thankful for the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which today makes this possible for all. Romans 4, verse 6. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. In the very first Psalm, we are told that a person is blessed when they do not do what the ungodly do, when they steer clear of sinners and people who are angry and who instead focus on the law of God. Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water, that bringeth forth his fruit in a season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. In Psalm 40, we are told that we are blessed when we put our trust in God and do not respect the proud, those who lie. Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he hath inclined unto me and heard my cry. And he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside the lies. There is a blessing in being chosen by God. All of us who have the Holy Spirit are called and chosen by God. This blessing comes to us as we submit to God and draw near to Him. Psalm 65, verse 1. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. There is a blessing to those who find strength in God, who choose to dwell in the house of God, doing what God expects of us. Psalm 84, verse 1. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Salah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. There is a blessing for all who have an awesome respect of God, who also do what God expects of us. That blessing is for us, our children, and our children's children. Psalm 128, verse 1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shall thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. The choice between good and evil, life and death, and blessings and curses is there for each of us. We have to choose what is good, reaching for the tree of life, and choosing blessings over curses. When it comes to pronouncing a blessing on the children of Israel, there were certain words that Aaron and his sons were to say. Let's read number 6, verse 22. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. May God bless you and keep you, and let his face shine on you. May you see his graciousness. May God lift you up through his presence in your life and bring peace to you. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.